إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil of affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فإن كل محدثة بدعة. For indeed every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah, every innovation is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared, and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and only say a correct word. Yuslih lakum a'malakum. He will rectify for you your affairs. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then he has achieved the great success. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. O worshippers of Allah, it is not hidden from you or concealed from you what the Muslim countries are going through in these worrying days. And I don't specify a particular country from another country. In fact, this situation of weakness has afflicted many of the Muslim countries. The honor is taken and blood is shed and property is destroyed and countries are destroyed and the people, there are fear in them. And this is many of the Muslim countries, illa man rahima rabbuna, except those few countries whom Allah has mercy upon. Walakin ayyuhal ibad, however, O worshippers of Allah, alayna alla nansa anna rabbana huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. We as Muslims, we should not forget that our Lord, He is al-qawiy al-aziz. He is the all-powerful and the mighty. He is the one who said in the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهِ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. That they, the people, they have not realized or they have not given Allah the true estimation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily Allah, He is qawi, He is strong, and He is aziz, He is almighty. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُلْ قُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Verily Allah, He is the all-provider. ذُلْ قُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. possessing power and all strong. And we should not forget, O worshippers of Allah, O Muslims, that it is Allah our Lord who honors whoever He wants. And He humiliates whoever He wants. فَلَا عَزِيزَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَعَزَّهُ اللَّهِ. And Allah said in the Quran, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, O Allah, owner of all of the kingdoms, تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom, you give authority to whoever you want. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And you take authority from whoever you want. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you honor whoever you want. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you humiliate and belittle whoever you want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In your hand is the goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And verily you have all ability over everything. And we should not forget, O Muslims, that victory for the Muslims can only be achieved with the help of Allah. And Allah said, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That there is no victory except from Allah, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. And He is the Almighty, and He is the All-Wise. Ayyuhul Mu'minun, history has witnessed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped His believing servants and helped His awliya, the people of At-Taqwa, even in situations in which the number and the power and the strength of those Muslims has been little, and the strength of the enemies and the number of the enemies has been much greater. And yet because of their worship of Allah, because of their taqwa, because of their wilaya of Allah, Allah has aided them. So as an example, in the Battle of Badr, when the Muslims were only 300 people, and their enemies were 1,000 people, and yet Allah aided this weak, small army against a stronger army. And in the Battle of Al-Ahzab, in which 3,000 Muslims were surrounded by 10,000 enemies from all of the various tribes in Hijaz, from the Jews and the Quraysh. And these 10,000 people, they came together in order to attack Medina, and they surrounded 3,000 Muslims, and yet Allah decreed victory for those Muslims. And in the Battle of Hunain, when 12,000 Muslim soldiers, they defeated 30,000 non-Muslims from the enemies of Allah. And there are many other instances in history which show us the authority or the ability and the strength of Allah Jalla fil Ula. The books have recorded them, and the generations have memorized them. And many other instances in which the Muslims were small in number, weak in weaponry, weak in technology. However, because of the greatness of their iman and their tawakkul, their reliance upon Allah, and the strength of at-tawheed, the victory from Allah and the help of Allah came to them. And this, my brothers and sisters, is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has promised victory and help for those people, for those Muslims who establish the religion of Allah, for those people who implement the Quran and the Sunnah in their lives, for those people who are upright upon the affair. Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, in tansurullah, if you help the cause of Allah, yansurkum, then Allah will aid you. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and He will make your feet firm. And Allah said in the Quran, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that it is incumbent upon us that we help and we give victory to the people of Iman. Allah said, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا, Verily, we give victory to our messengers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and also those people who have iman, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in the worldly life, وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ, and on the day, i.e. the day of resurrection, when the witnesses will stand forth. And this victory of Allah, this help of Allah, it is only promised when we the people, when we are upright and we practice the religion of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and given us the glad tidings that this religion of Islam, it will be victorious over every other religion and every other system. This religion of Islam will be victorious. He said, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق. He is the one who sent his messenger with huda, with guidance, i.e. with knowledge. ودين الحق, and the true religion, i.e. the righteous actions. ليظهره على الدين كله. In order for him to make this religion apparent and victorious over all of the other religions, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even if the people of shirk, they detest it. So the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his victory for the believers is only if we as Muslims, we fulfill those causes by which the help of Allah will come. And Allah said, وَلَيَنْصُرُنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Verily, Allah will help those who help His cause. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily, Allah is strong and mighty. However, this help of Allah, this victory, who is it for? And what are its causes? I.e., what will bring the victory of Allah? And in which situation will the victory of Allah come? Allah completes this ayah. He says, verily, Allah will help those who help His cause. Then He said, telling us who these people are, أَلَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, those people to whom the victory and the help of Allah is promised are those, أَلَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that when we give them authority upon the earth, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, they establish the prayers. وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةِ, and they give in az-zakah. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and they enjoin the goodness. They call to the truth. وَنَهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they forbid the evil. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ, and for Allah is the conclusion of all of the affairs. So do not ask, O my brothers and sisters, when the victory of Allah will come. And do not complain about the weakness that the ummah is upon. However, every single Muslim has to look at himself. Every single Muslim has to reflect upon his own situation. He looks at himself with a truthful eye. And he reminds himself with an advising tongue. And he thinks and he ponders with an intelligent heart, that have I as an individual, as a Muslim, am I fulfilling the causes and the reasons for which Allah has promised the victory? Am I establishing the prayers, or am I missing the prayers? Am I giving in zakat and giving in charity, or am I stingy with my wealth? Do I call to the goodness? Do I call the people and give da'wah to the truth, to at-tawheed, or am I lax? Am I warning the people against evil? Or am I amongst people, amongst friends, amongst relatives, in which there is evil all the time, and I remain silent? So every single one of us is responsible for the state of the ummah. Nobody amongst us should blame the rulers and the kings. And nobody should look at the strength of the enemies. However, you, O worship of Allah, and me, and this brother, and that sister, every single one of us is responsible and accountable for what the ummah is going through. our actions are allowing the enemies of Islam to gain authority over the Muslims. And for this reason, the Sharia has taught us or has given us a methodology. The Sharia has given us an insight how we should look at these affairs and how we should interact with these calamities which are afflicting the Ummah. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That any calamity, any affliction which is befalling you, which is befalling the Muslims, the Muslim Ummah, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, then it is because of what your own hands have earned. I do not look at other people. Don't blame the kings and the rulers. Don't blame the Jews and the Christians, or any other country, or any other army. But look at what your hands are earning. And Allah said, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةً, that when He reminded the believers, that when you were afflicted with a calamity, قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا, and previously you were also afflicted with a calamity, قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا, you said and you thought, where is this humiliation coming from? Where is this calamity coming from? Allah said, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ, say, it is from your own selves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and Allah has ability over everything. And Allah mentioned in the Quran how corruption and how destruction has occurred upon the earth. He said, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ, that corruption has occurred in the lands and the seas. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ, due to what the hands of the people have earned. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, so Allah can teach us and recompense us with some of our own actions. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that the people may return to Allah, return back to goodness. I, Allah tells us in this ayah, in this noble ayah, that this corruption and this destruction upon the earth, upon the land and the sea, don't blame others. Don't look to others. Rather, بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ, it is because of what the hands of the people have earned. It is because of our own actions. So then Allah decrees this loss, and He decrees this destruction and this calamity in order to teach us and remind us that look at your own actions. It is your actions which is causing this humiliation. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that people may return back to Allah. So this is the methodology of Islam, the methodology of Allah which He has set for us. That we don't look at other people, and that we don't consider the strength of others. Rather, we look at our own selves, and our lack of iman, our lack of yaqeen, and the abundance of sins. So do you not think, O Muslims, that the shirk which is occurring in the ummah, and the shirk which is occurring amongst your friends and your family and your relatives, do you not think that how the hearts of the people have been attached to other than Allah? Do you not think that our weakness in practicing the religion of Allah, how distant we are from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how many innovations have crept upon this ummah? Do you not think that this situation, it invites humiliation from Allah, and it invites the enemies of Islam to gain authority over us? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma in Sunan Abi Dawood, he mentioned to us very clearly the reasons for the humiliation of the Muslims. And then he also mentioned how victory will come back to them. Ibn Umar said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَةِ, if you deal in interest, وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ, and if you take the tails of the cows, وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ, and if you become happy and content with farming, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and you abandon al-jihad, sallatallahu alaykum dhulla, then Allah will bring humiliation upon you. Hatta tarji'u ila dinikum, until you return back to your religion. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the causes of the humiliation. He said, firstly, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ, if you partake in interest, in riba, and this is something which is everywhere amongst the Muslims, that a person does not care about whether his earnings are halal or haram. A person does not care whether his money is pure or it is evil and dirty. The only thing he looks at is buying the house. The only thing he cares about is the four bedrooms or the car which he is buying. And then the Prophet said, وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ, you chase the tails of the cows and you become pleased with farming. Meaning, you give preference to this dunya over the akhirah. You have no concern for the akhirah. The only thing which is important to you is the money and the tails of the cows and the farming. You learn all of knowledge, but regarding the religion of Allah, you are negligent and you are ignorant. The dunya is in front of your eyes, and you throw the akhirah behind your back. When you do this, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and when you leave al-jihad, and this jihad is the jihad which is an obligation upon the Muslims, but according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fulfilling the conditions, not the chaos and the killing of innocents and the bombing of Muslim countries which takes place today. If you do all of this, if you abandon all of this, sallatallahu alaykum dhulla, then Allah will bring and Allah will decree humiliation upon you, ay the ummah. And this is the result of these actions, of dealing with interest and chasing the dunya and being ignorant regarding al-Islam, forgetting the akhirah and leaving the correct jihad and causing chaos upon the earth. Sallatallahu alaykum dhulla, that Allah brings humiliation upon you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the cure. He said, Hatta tarji'u ila dinikum, until you return back to your religion. So whoever wants a victory for this ummah, whoever sees the situation of the Muslim countries, and we hear every day in the news what is happening, then he should think about Hatta tarji'u ila dinikum, until you return back to your religion. Meaning, you rectify your aqeedah and you establish tawheed in your hearts and the hearts of your children, and that you are upright upon the religion of Allah, and you act according to the sunnah of the Prophet, and you call to tawheed, and you give da'wah to a sunnah, and you stay away from a shirk, and you stay away from innovations. You attach your heart to our Creator. You free yourselves from the creation. You leave interest. You establish your prayers. Or as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam summarized, Hatta tarji'u ila dinikum, until you return to your religion. And then when this happens, and the people return back to their religion, then the victory of Allah will come. Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O people of Iman, in tansurullah, if you help the cause of Allah, meaning if you implement the religion of Allah, yansurkum, then Allah will help you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, then Allah will make your feet firm. And Allah said, Wa kana haqqan alayna nasrul mu'mineen, that it is incumbent upon us that we help the believers. Allah said, In yansurkumullah fala ghaliba lakum, that if Allah aids you, if Allah gives you victory, then nobody can conquer Allah. Nobody has authority of Allah. Wa in yakhdhulkum, however, if Allah leaves you, if Allah leaves you alone, faman dhal ladhi yansurukum min ba'di, then who will give you victory besides Allah? Ikhwatul iman, it's upon us, every single Muslim, that he looks to his own self.
And he doesn't point fingers at other people, at other countries, at other rulers. Rather, every single person looks to his own self. And as I mentioned, every single day we are reading about what is happening in the Muslim countries, how the honor is being violated, and how the properties are being destroyed, and how the blood is being shed, and how the lands are being destroyed. And we read and we hear what's happening in Aleppo, and what is happening in Mosul, and what is happening in Burma. So the only solution to this is that we look into our own selves, and we contemplate our situation and our state, and we start practicing the religion of Allah. So consider how in this country we are living in complete security, and yet many people are far away from the religion of Allah. So if we don't practice al-Islam, in which there is safety and ease for us, when will we practice Islam? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised Ibn Abbas. He said, Ya ghulam inni u'allimuka kalimat. He said, oh young boy, I am going to teach you certain words. Ihfadillah yahfadak. That if you protect the commandments of Allah, then Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu amamak. If you protect the religion of Allah, then you will find Allah in front of you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ta'arraf ala Allahi fir rikha. Ta'arraf ala Allahi fir rikha. That know Allah, learn about Allah, implement the religion of Allah when you are at ease. Ya'rifuka fi shiddah. Then Allah will help you when you are in times of difficulty. So if we don't implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if we don't practice the religion of Allah in the situation which we are living in, everything is easy for us, then when the time of difficulty comes, then the victory of Allah will not come. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. My brothers and sisters, عباد الله, O worshippers of Allah, all of us are listening to what is happening in the news, or what's happening in the Muslim countries, as is being reported by the media. And every one of us is saddened, as I mentioned, by what is occurring in Halab and Mosul and Burma and Pakistan and the other various Muslim countries. However, we have to understand that the victory of Allah, or this concern that we have, isn't shown by sending a few tweets on Twitter. It isn't shown by sending a few text messages. It isn't truthful by merely sending a few images here and there. And also it isn't by us delving into siyasa and standing on the pulpits and speaking about the rulers of this country and the rulers of that country. Rather, true concern is number one by a dua. Number two, by returning to the religion of Allah and practicing it. Number three, by giving our wealth and giving ourselves to aid our brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He spoke about how the victory of Allah will come, He mentioned five matters. He said, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. That verily Allah will aid and support those people who aid His cause. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And then He mentioned five things. He said, أَلَّذِينَ إِمْ مَكَّنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those people, when we give them authority upon this earth, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They establish the prayers. So you have to look that are you establishing the prayers? وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةِ. And they give in الزَّكَاةِ. You have to consider, am I giving in الزَّكَاةِ? وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And they call to righteousness. You have to consider, am I fulfilling this responsibility? وَنَهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And they are forbidding the evil. You have to consider, am I allowing all this evil around me amongst my friends and my family to occur? And at the beginning of this ayah, Allah said, مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Those people who aid the cause of Allah. And this is التوحيد والإخلاص. So the greatest thing which brings the help and the aid of Allah is at-tawheed and al-ikhlas. If we as individuals leave everything else, leave the kings and the rulers and the enemies and the Jews and the Christians, but if we amongst ourselves and our families, we establish these five matters, at-tawheed wal-ikhlas, iqam al-salah, ita' al-zakah, al-amru bil-ma'ruf, wal-nahi anil munkar, then the victory of Allah Jalla fil ula will come. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد اللهم ارضي عن خلفائه الراشدين أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر أهل السنة في كل مكان ودمر أعدائهم أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا وحافظا ومؤيدا اللهم احفظهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم عليك بأعدائهم أعداء الدين فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح ولاة أمورنا اللهم أصلح أئمة المسلمين وحكامهم اللهم وفقهم لتحكيم شرعك وأرشدهم لنصرة عبادك اللهم من أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واردد كيده في نحره وصلت عليه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أقم الصلاة